This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The reality shows Cops and Live PD have both been canceled in the past couple of days. Trashy TV to some, pop culture fixtures and revenue generators to others. Marketplace's Jasmine Garz has more on police and TV.
When many Americans hear this,
bad boys, what you gonna do?
They immediately think of footage of police chases. It's been the theme song for the show that premiered on Fox in 1989. It was very cheap to make and one of the network's most profitable shows. Brandi Collins-Dexter is with The Color of Change, a nonprofit that has been protesting the show for years.
It sort of depicts an alternative reality from what everyday Black people experience in a way that then either paves over the harms or justifies the harms that happen in Black communities.
Cop's success paved the way for Live PD. Since the show debuted in 2017, its ad revenues grew by around 130%. Professor Mickey Turner from the University of Southern California says in these shows,
these cops were presented as people who were there to save the day.
And yet earlier this week, reports surfaced of Javier Ambler, a Black man who died in custody after being stopped by Texas police for failing to dim his headlights and getting tased. The Live PD crew was filming. Footage never aired and was destroyed. Professor Greg Cavender from Arizona State University says these shows have a cozy relationship with law enforcement.
We see a lot of things on Cops, but we don't see Rodney King. We don't see George Floyd or Freddie Gray or any of those kind of things.
Activists say canceling Cops and Live PD is a start, but cop dramas are still being made. Police critics say they should also show the bigger picture, including bad officers. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.